Rosh Hashana, so the halacha state that in the kiddush of Rosh Hashana you make shechiyonu. The ma'aseh state in Shulchan Aruch, in both days of Rosh Hashana and kiddush you make shechiyonu. In both days of Rosh Hashana and kiddush you make shechiyonu. This is ein halacha. Now, there's another halacha. We know everyone brings down peiros to the table in Rosh Hashanah. Gemara zok simon and milse. You eat a rimoin, shener b'schuyes kerimoin. Yitam musoineinu, gzeres toivois. Now, a lot of these peiros also you have to make shechiyonu. So in the first night of Rosh Hashanah, you take one of the peiros that you have to make shechiyonu on, and you yoytze yedei shechiyonu in the kiddush of the first night. In the second night, Klal Yisrael are much more makpid, Klal Yisrael are much more makpid to make shechiyonu. Dval is a suffolk in halacha if you can make shechiyonu in second day of Rosh Hashanah. So Klal Yisrael are makpid to take a fruit that you never ate yet and you bring it to the table in the second night of Rosh Hashanah, and like this you have a shechiyonu. So again, Klal Yisrael make shechiyonu in the first night and kiddush in the second night. Now in the second night is a machlekes. So zok de mechaber lekatchile to bring a new fruit to the table, and b'shah shechiyonu you mechaber the new fruit. And the mele, you have shechiyonu. And this is the meaning in most of Klal Yisrael. Now, the meaning is, we put the fruit lamazog and we have a rimoy. We put a rimoy on the table, and b'shas kiddush, we mechaven shechiyonu for the rimoy. Even that Klal Yisrael in our days, maybe I'll explain. In the time of Shulchan Aruch, they made shechiyonu when they saw the new fruit. Not even when they ate it. In our days, it's not such a simcha. So you only make shechiyonu when you eat the new fruit. Not when you see it. But when we come in the night of Rosh Hashanah, we say that we put it on the table, even if we didn't eat it. Because me'ikar hadin, in the second night of Rosh Hashanah, you could make shechiyonu. La'aloche. Lamazagim, you don't have a new peiri. So you can make shechiyonu, even if you don't have a new peiri. It's only lekatchile. So b'meile mi'ikar hadin, when you see the fruit, this is the real time to make shechiyonu. Why we lemaisa amakpi to eat the fruit? Because we don't have such a simcha when we see the fruit. The ikar simcha is when we eat the fruit. So we makpi to make the shechiyonu when we eat the fruit. But the ikar aloha is when we see the fruit. Now, I want a little bit, maybe I'll be magdim agdome. The right way to do it, and we'll see, is a lot of nafkeminas, especially in the first day of the year that we want to be yoytze al pi aloche. You have to have the fruits on the table b'shas that you make shechiyonu. And I will explain. I will start with agdome. Is the aloche in Shulchan Aruch, when you see an elephant, you make mishane abrius. When you see a monkey, you make mishane abrius. I know some of you will ask, so why they don't remember they did it? There's a lot of different tirutzim. Why today Klal Yisrael, when they go to the zoo, they don't make mishane abrius? There's different answers. One answer is it's not such a good smell in the zoo. You can't make a bracha. There's another reason that Klal Yisrael, because you saw it when you were a little kid, and maybe it's a bracha you have to make once in your life. Maybe today there's a lot of zoos all over. It's really not so strange to see these animals. There's different answers. Tonight we're not going into that shaila of Mishana Abrius on the elephants and the monkeys. But in the old days, people made Mishana Abrius on elephants and monkeys. And a Yid came and he asked the Chazanish the following shaila. He's going tomorrow to the zoo. When you go into the zoo, at least this is what I know in Yerushalayim, the first thing you meet the monkeys. So he's planning to make Boruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Mishana Abrius. He knows in 5 minutes when he goes up the hill, he will see the elephant. He wants to know, when he makes the Mishana Abrias and the monkey, he could be Mechaven to patter the elephant, and then he could make one Mishana Abrias for the whole visit in the zoo. Other way, the monkey is Ein Broche Mishana Abrias, and the elephant is a Zweite Broche Mishana Abrias. And Yaron explained to the Chazanish the Sofek. Tell the Chazanish, my Sofek is Azeh. The Aloch is the Moshul, if you're going to shechten 100 animals, kaporis, some people shechten. So, when you shechten a chicken, you make ala shchite, you shechten the whole day. You don't make an every cow, an every chicken ala shchite. You make bayre priyot. You eat a lot of apples after it. Even different fruits. So also here, Mishana Abriyas, the ganze zoo. Adonai. Misvore lechure, why not? Lechure misvore nabla. The Chazanish told him, nay, you have to make two Mishana Abriyas. Chazanish told him, I'll tell you why. Zek the Chazanish hazeh. When I make ala shchite, be'etzem this broche could be chal now on every cow in the world. Ala shchite. And every chicken in the world, ala shchite. The Mishana Abriyas, what is the aloche? When you see something strange, ooh, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Mishana Abriyas. Cause man, you didn't see the elephant, nish given chalois Mishana Abriyas. So the Mishana Abriyas from the monkey can sputter in the elephant. You have to see the elephant, then you will be mischayev in the Mishana Abriyas from the elephant. Ish gonna glad this for? Glad this for. So now I want to go back to Shechiyonu. We know that Be'etzem Shechiyonu you could make other when you eat the fruit. We are Soymech, even we don't eat the fruit if we see the fruit. Now, let me zogin, I will start Keseda. A bocher is invited out for the first night of Rosh Hashanah. And they make Shechiyonu B'Kiddush. In this family, they already ate the Rimoinim, Tzmorim, all the Zachen she could guess in the ganze yo. Tomorrow for Shechiyonu they have a new mango, they didn't eat yet. But by them, all the fruits they ate. So they don't have a purpose to bring it to the table. But the Balabas macht Shechiyonu, and then they try to take out the Simonim. So the Bacha says, okay, I heard already Shechiyonu. So he's planning to eat now the fruits without the Shechiyonu. He's eating without a bracha. He doesn't have a Shechiyonu. It doesn't help the Shechiyonu that the Balabas made. He didn't see the fruits. He didn't see the elephant. The Shechiyonu of the Balabas doesn't help him. When he comes, he has to ask, what is the menu tonight? Well, the fruit, these fruits, please, you could put on the table before to be made to me in Shechiyonu. Now, Lemaise, if he didn't do it, it's a Suffolk Broches, and as a Machlekes, the Eishel Avram, the Butchacha, says you have to make a Brocha again. Reb Chaim Noah is Mistapik. If you can make Shechiyonu again, or the Das V'Nienem help. Now, I won't go weiter. I will explain to you. The Balabos, maybe in the family, if you come to a family and you see they're not makpi to take out the fruits, no, maybe Erev Rosh Hashanah, everyone was busy looking in the fridge what they have. But you're a guest. You never saw the fruit before. I'll tell you where it's very negi alemaise. A lot of Choshim Abochim don't want to eat out Rosh Hashanah. They're eating in Yeshiva. They go down. You know, Kiddush, they try to push to get Kiddush. I don't know how it goes here. But they try to push to get Kiddush or to hear the Kiddush. So everyone is standing in the corner around the Mekadosh. They never looked on the tables yet. They didn't see the Rimoinim. They didn't see Garnish. The Yoytze Shechiyanu, they go to the table. The first Aveira for the first night of the year. They're eating without Shechiyanu. So what is the Eitze? Order to first to go to your table to pick what you have. Order Chvetnish Vos. Other you could manage the first night, the ganze Zachar Simonim, to look good, and Mehev Tzachon on Shechiyanu. For sure, but the Eved Yoytze the Kiddush. Doesn't make a difference. The Kiddush, the Shechiyanu, even on the second day, Yerem's Kiddush Yoytze. On the tzad of Kiddush Nid Shechiyanu, you have Shechiyanu. But for the fruits, you don't have. Now, this is mashma in the Loshen for the Mishneh Berurah. Stop. Gam in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch says sheyaniach al hashulchan. Sheyaniach al hashulchan. The Mishneh Berurah is a shtickel more. Bekiddush Oy maniach pri chodosh. Maniach pri chodosh. Mishneh Berurah says אם יש לו יתיר איש חודש, יקדש על היין היושב. וכשיגיע לשחיונו, ייתן לתיר איש ביודו, ייתן עינב בו. Now, we'll go weiter. But this is a פושטה זר, I think, מדף מק, וזה הייתה כמו עירר זה. The Mishneh Berurah brings down, in the second day of Rosh Hashanah, it's very interesting. Legabi Kiddush, we said that b'di'eved, if you're in a place that you don't have a fruit, you could make shechiyonu on the second day, even if you don't have a fruit. Legabi adlokas neiros, it's already a machlekes. It's a machlekes. If on the second day the lady makes shechiyonu on the candles, or she doesn't make shechiyonu on the candles. Zog the Mishneh Berurah. Val, it's a shayle if she could make shechiyonu or not. Again, b'di'eved, zog the Mishneh Berurah she could make. Like kiddush, I'm sorry. This is like kiddush. So in the second day of Rosh Hashanah she could make shechiyonu. But lekatchile, she has to have other new clothes, other a pri chodosh. So every lady in the night of Rosh Hashanah has to have other a beged chodosh, other a pri chodosh. Loshon HaMishneh Berurah is v'shas de'adlokas neiros, she needs to put near the leichters the pri chodosh. It doesn't help that she has it in the kitchen. Again, you could make it because maybe the lady saw it before in the kitchen. But you have to know today with all the orders, not every time you see everything before. Amol, you bought yourself, so you saw it. Today it comes in the order, Amol, you don't see it. Aber lekatchila, you have to have it on the table. It's not enough that she has it in the fridge. B'shas the kiddush, b'shas the adlokas neira, she has to have it. And as the minik bayuz, Shmuel Shabbos Kilchos told me that he never saw nowhere that they put the pri chodosh near the leichters. But the marshal, the madrich chasanim from Gur told me that this one of the things he tells in the adroche to all the chasanim is that in Rosh Hashanah and the wisdom to put the peres on the leicht. One of the adroches that they give by them. But the marshal, it could be enough community to everyone. Lama zogim, you go to your shver or shviger. So your wife didn't know what they have in the fridge there. She didn't see the peres. She's coming to Adlokas Neiros, or you're coming to someone for your guest, and you're going to light the candles, and you never saw the fruit. If you never saw the fruit, so b'meli, you have to be makpid in it. I had this week, I had some mice in Neuro. I'm saying, interessante mice, was also Neugea. Most people take a nishnoye gazay, but it was a chassan and kala that came from England, from America, they stopped in England, and they came for Shabbos to Eretz Yisrael, last Shabbos, to make Shabbos Shabbos brachas, and they went back to America. So they asked me to come for Shabbos to the hotel. I didn't go, it was not our... But I didn't go. I felt that I have to go. The night before, I had a dream, and the Shmir Shabbos Ki Yilchosa came over to me. I was like, "I'm the Ma'aser." Far Shoshana mi mega avisul etzanes, and he told me that you know, Chassan Kale came over from Chutz Laaretz. As a mimeg, this is what I makpid. He told me, as a Tshuvas Chassam Sefer, that the lady, the first week she lights candles, she has to make shechiyon. As if he had a naya mitzvah and have machin shechiyonu. So if it's a naya mitzvah, she has to make shechiyonu. But the mice is a sofek. It's a minik. So every time when she makes Shechiyonu, she can have in Das on the new Leichters. But then she gets Leichters for the first week she's lighting. So maybe she will have a Das for the Leichters, and maybe she'll make Shechiyonu for the Noah Mitzvah. But these people that came, they didn't come with the Leichters. But maybe how they will do Shechiyonu? So tell them to take a new fruit and to put it down on the table there, because this stick will take it. And the mayor will do Shechiyonu. But I never heard of such a minig. The katz minig halay. The kids, I got up in the morning, I went to his house, and I told him, tell me, I heard you have a psak that you machmed shuvas chasim sefer. He told me, yeah, but how you know? I never told you about it. I taki decided recently as I to tell people to do, but I never told you it yet. So I told him, you told me it yesterday night? So I say, I got it after that I met some chassanim that told me taki. I went to find out. I heard from some people taki that they have such a minik taki that the ladies are mechaven and shechiyonu in the first night. But mikol mekoyin, his taki is a chumas chasim sefer. I'm saying it's nishken chiyu. But the mocker under of the mikin al pi chuvus chasim sefer that the lady is mechaven shechiyonu. But again, so other if you have a new clothes, it's also good. Other it's a rabban apri. But lama zen, I want to show you what is the nafkemina as meveis da aloche fun ineveni. In Shulchan Aruch steht in Sima Tov Reish is a Shulchan Aruch. It's a taki shver Shulchan Aruch. Checking the tour, I couldn't find a tour to check. But in Shulchan Aruch in Tov Reish steht as a Tov. Tov Reish Seif Gimel. The Mechaber zogt hazeh. Im chal yom rishon b'shabbes, oimrim shechiyonu b'shofar b'yom hasheni. So the first day you can make shechiyonu on the shofar, you make it in the second day. Zogt de Ramo, agoe v'yesh oimrim le'omro yafilu im chal yom rishon b'chol, v'chen ha'minag b'medinas eilu. And Ashkenaz, the minag is that we make shechiyonu on the shofar even in the second day. So here's the interesting. Why in Kiddush we said before that b'di'evet you make even in the second day shechiyonu. And lokas neiras we make even in the second day shechiyonu. But shofar the mechaber says if we make shechiyonu in the first day we don't make in the second day. It's the mokif from the tour. It's not the ganze zach. But the tour is mechalik. The tour is mechalik. But the Ramah says no. In both days you make shechiyonu. So the Mishnah Berurah mevarot samachlekes. So the Baal Tekeya, they have a Beged Chodosh. Mokr is Mogen Avron, Beged Chodosh, Pri Chodosh. So, straight after my chasene, I was in a shul. A young Choshev Rav. And the kids said, the Baal Tekeya came to shul, and he said, I don't have new clothes. Chmeis Yishvot Sutton, Machlek is Mechaber Ramo. First day, Shechiyonu, Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah, Tzumachin, Shechiyonu. Mogen Avrom says not to make Shechiyonu, to pass like the Mechaber. Mishnah Berurah says the Minig is to pass like the Ramo. So the Rav told him, it's an Ishtokin problem. I have in my house a new fruit. After davening, you have Shechiyonu in mind, the new fruit. After davening, you come to my house and I'll give you to eat from the new fruit. I told the Rav, Shigi Gasei Roi. Shigi Gaseiror, at the beginning of the year, already the first mistake. What's in the Shaykhis? How Yanim can wait to Shechiyonu? He never saw the fruit. He never saw the fruit. If he never saw the fruit, the Chaburachal of Abdullah. Maybe with the Yevet and Ishmaakev. He never saw the fruit. The Aloha is the fruit has to be in front of you. We said, why in the house some people are not Makbi? Because they saw it in the fridge, maybe. Avram says, and as everyone knows, the Baal Tekeya has to have a Beged Chodosh. Why the Baal Tekeya has to have a Beged Chodosh? Have a new fruit. The Torah says, what, in Shul he will bring a banana? Talking Mamish before, is one of the Baal Tekeya, he came, because he doesn't have new clothes for Yom Tov. I told him, in the zekel of the shofar, bring a fruit and pick inside and make the bracha. That's the posh ta'etze. The Shmir Shabbos Kirchosa told me, nay. And Mishneh Berurah state, Einich Anami, the Bogen Avram, only writes down Beged Chodosh. And the Machtzis HaShekel, take a freak. Freak the Machtzis HaShekel, for what state is Kepri Chodosh? Zog the Machtzis HaShekel, because the Monavshach. If he saw it in the house already, so it's really not new. And then surely he doesn't have a Pri Chodosh. Mishneh Berurah take a brings down, V'yesh Oimrim Lo Amroi, in Shechiyonu after Shofar, Hainu Afilu Beloi Beged Chodosh Pri Chodosh. Mashma Medaprim Chodosh, משום דו היום, אני הייתי מתקיר של אתמול. ומקום כם לכתחיל את טוב שיהיו בשתוקי הבגד חודש. So, when he comes to the eighth and the mice, he says בגד חודש. He doesn't bring out free חודש. He says that the first sheet of all you can make שחיון, even if you don't have a fruit. So, Shmur Shabbos time is that if you have a fruit in the house, and Chosh, if you saw it, and you have a das on that fruit, but you have it, you could do it. So, it's very negeya. But not nish yet about the geya, has no... Especially a new shirt is not enough today to make Shechiyonu. There's other Psanaya suit and Gansen. And even that, you have to know, it has to be an expensive suit. It's time to make Shechiyonu on a new shirt. We don't make Shechiyonu on a new shirt. So you get a Baltakam and buy every year, buy a new suit for the second day. So on some shuls, the Eitz is that one person buys a new suit and Yenem is Moitzim in Shechiyonu. Yeah, but it's a Shvach, it's Pesnishkin Eitz. That's a clue, you could be Moitzi Stam in Shechiyonu. So the answer is to have a Pri Chodosh. But again, to have it in the house, it's not so poshut. The only answer is to have it in Shul. To have it in Shul. It's the answer to Now before we go to the next Inyan, I want just to Me'ire, was a Mala Talmid Chochem that heard all of these Inyanim. And he came with a Mad Nechumre, and as he wanted to fear in his kehile, but he's wrong. Amol in Chanukah me'es latkes. Me'es latkes. Latkes, the brocha is boirei pri ha'adoma. Now, the seder is, when you have a latkes party, is, as in the kitchen, they do the latkes the whole time, and they bring them into the room, to the oilam to eat. When you make boirei pri ha'adoma and the latkes, the potatoes inside the kitchen are raw. They're shahakot. Lefine chazanish, the bere pri adomo can ispater in the potatoes inside. If all the latkes are ready, so the bere pri adomo could be chal of all the latkes. But if not all the latkes are ready, and remember when you make bere pri adomo lefine chazanish, si ken ish chal of yenem latke, remember when you bring the new latkes inside, you'll have to make a new broch. לפי דיס חזוניש, אז זה יהיה להם גיטיין את החומרה. ומאל, he would only eat the latkes that came מיד, that were ready yet. אבל דוס זה הטועס. דוס זה הטועס. Because the ganze חזוניש that we're saying is only in שחיונו and in משנה הבריאס. Not in בירי פרי האדומה. Because if you learn the סוגיס in קייצן מבורכים, it comes out clear that למשל, when you make a ברוכה על השחיתה, the halacha is lekatchila, you don't talk till the end of the shechita. You make al b'dikas chometz, lekatchila, you don't talk till you finish to check the chometz. When you make b'rikas anemim, you're allowed to talk in the middle of the suda. Why are you allowed to talk in the middle of the suda? The Torah says in b'rikas anemim, the bracha is chal on the first thing, it's a din greire. Shnei in the rishonim in keitzan mevorchim, it's a din greire. Everything is pulled in, and everything becomes a part of one seude. So while everything becomes a part of one seude, and so the adin greire, b'meile, it's not the broche is chal on all of them. B'meile, the broche is chal on this latke, and als geit arayin, and is nichlal in this aloche. Let me get into noch aloche in Rosh Hashanah. The halacha in Rosh Hashanah is in davening, state in Shulchan Aruch, you have to make, when you make a melech HaKodesh and a melech HaMishpot. Normally we make Keil HaKodesh, melech HaTzdoko HaMishpot, and Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we make a melech HaKodesh and a melech HaMishpot. The halacha is, if you forgot to say a melech HaKodesh, you have to be choyzer. If you forgot to say Amelech Hamishpot, so you have to know. The Mechaber holds you have to be choyzer. The Ramo is maker. And the Ramo zokt, Val is a sofek, sofek broches lehoker. But I'm saying, if people think, no, Amelech HaKodesh is chomu, so you take a makpid. But Amelech HaKodesh is not komishpa, even if you forget, but you have it, it's not me'akev, so doing the Gantz HaSeres in Mitzvah, normally they forget it every time. And with that business in Ishnazeh, the Mechaber holds you have to be choyzer for Amelech HaMishpotechet. The Ramo says, Val is a sofek, Misafek, we don't have to be choyzer. Say, it's a safek broches. But Aser is a mitshuvah to over the matzah from Aser is a safek broches. Come to Mishne Brure. Zog to Mishne Brure and Simen, Tov Kuf Pei Beis, Zog to Mishne Brure, a chidush from Reb Avrom Abali. Reb Avrom Abali was a Rav in Vilna in the time of the Goyen in Vilna. The Chayodom brings them down. Zog b'sharatziyun, a chidush godel. The halacha is, what would be, if we have to say, Alevi Yovei in Rosh Chodesh. If you forgot to say, Alevi Yovei in Rosh Chodesh, the halacha is, you have to be choyzer on Shmonesre. So if you forgot to say, Alevi Yovei in Rosh Chodesh, you have to be choyzer on Shmonesre. But the halacha is, if you forgot to say, Alevi Yovei, by night, in Leil Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to be choyzer. Why? Zog the Gemara, because Ein Mekadshi Mesachoydesh Balaylo. So Val, Ein Mekadshi Mesachoydesh Balaylo. So Be'etzem, Balaylo is Taken Noch Nishkin Rosh Chodesh Be'etzem. So Be'mele, the Halacha is, if you forgot Yalav Yove by night, you're not choyzer. If you forgot Yalav Yove by day, you're choyzer. Zog the Sharatzir, what a beat, Negel Halacha Lemaise. You forgot to say HaMelech HaKodesh in the first night of Rosh Hashanah. You choyzer or you not choyzer? Zog the Sharatzion B'Shem Rav Rom Abali, you not choyzer? Well, the first night of Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh. Ein Mekadshi Mesachoydesh Balayla. V'meir, you not choyzer? Tov Kuf Pei Beis, nicht Tov Kuf Pei Beis. Zog de Sharatzion velani yuzdaiti loy nire. What was the case, doctor? What he daven? He daven tefillah shel choyl? So stam is not yoytze. He had daven tefillah shel yontef. He daven tefillah shel yontef, Rosh Hashanah? And he said HaKoyel HaKodesh instead of HaMelech HaKodesh? There's no nusach. Tfilas Rosh Hashanah is made from a Melech HaKodesh. There's no nusach of Tfilas Rosh Hashanah with a Kel HaKodesh. So Mimon Efshach. If he died in Tfilas Choyl, so he's not Yoytze because he didn't die in Rosh Chodesh Tfilas. If he didn't die in Tfilas Shabbos, and if he died in Tfilas Yontef, so with a Kel HaKodesh Mekenish. Tfilas Choyl Menish Yoytze. Shabbos says, try to find a chetimtzah. So in Tov Shin Lamed Ches, what? The Yovei is a tefillah schol, it's not like that. No tefillah schol. Zot Bishem Zalm and Oyerbach, and Shnas Tov Shin Lamed Ches, came out of Machzer HaMefurish, the first edition of Machzer HaMefurish. It was written inside a chidush from Bishem Zalm. Some Rabbanim Taka only have the old Machzorim and they pass him like that. I was once Taka in a shul and a Rav was saying a ganze drosha. He only had the first Machzor. So he bought it 20 years ago. He davens every year in the same Machzor. He didn't realize that the Machzorim changed already. But in the Machzor HaMefurash Mahaduras Tov Shin Lamed Ches as a psak b'shem Rav Shlomo Zalman that he has an afkamina. What would be if someone in the night of Rosh Hashanah and the Suda forgot to say Yalav Yovei? Zog Rav Shlomo Zalman, he doesn't have to be choyzer. Ein mekadshi mesachoydesh balaylo. Here we have a shein nafka mina. Ein mekadshi mesachoydesh balaylo. So b'meilo, the first night of Rosh Hashanah is nishkin Rosh Chodesh, is nishkin Rosh Hashanah, b'etzem. B'meilo, if you forgot Yalav Yovei in the Suda, But yeah, then you don't have to be choyzer. Mele sofek brochus lekule, b'shem azam said, not to be choyzer. And this is the psak. Ten, 15 years later, it came out, ma'achzer ha'befuresh ma'adur ha'basre. And this is what they sell today in the stores. If you see inside, you don't have the first shuvah, and only have the second shuvah there. And Dirim Shlom Zalman Oerbach paskins that he's choyzer from the tshuva. And he says like this, that Be'etzem, it doesn't make sense, Dirim Shlom Zalman Oerbach. In Rosh Chodesh, if a person forgets Yalevi Yavoy, he doesn't have to be choyzer on Yalevi Yavoy. But in Rosh Hashanah, forget about that it's Rosh Chodesh. But it's also Yom Tov. And the Mishnah Berurah himself said, someone forgets davening from Yom Tov, ayale al hadas that he doesn't have to be chayzer. Remember, the first night of Rosh Hashanah, forget about Rosh Chodesh. It's Yom Tov shel Rosh Hashanah. If you didn't say Yalevi Yavoy, avada you have to be chayzer. So why Reb Avraham Abili said that if you don't say Amelech HaKodesh in the first night, you don't have to be chayzer? Why you don't have to be chayzer? Why the first night you don't have to be chayzer? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Azay. Val shnei, that ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoyshev al kisa din ad she beis din shel mato mekadshim es HaChodesh. V'meir, the din ev aseres im itshuveh es tolin Rosh Chodesh. Aber de yonte fun Rosh Hashanah? Aber es not tolin mekadshim es HaChodesh. Si heis yonte fun Rosh Hashanah. Mele avad az Rav Shlomo Zalman. If you forget Yale V'Yavay in the first night, Avada you have to be Choyzer. Only in Amelech HaKadosh, Dalton is given a tzah attack and you don't have to be Choyzer. Now, the one where Aloha state in Shulchan Aruch Lemaise, that you have Erev Rosh Hashanah, you have to fast. זה שתי נשכנוך טוב קוף ביאלף נויגים לישנו יש ערב ראש השונה זאת גם משנבורה ואפילו התינויקס מסענים שבוע זה פשעת תינויקס רוצה להם על נאורים בר מצווה בוחרים also have to fast so זה חיוב to fast ערב ראש השונה אהל בתוק אבל המשנבורה says if you don't feel good מוקם חוילי then תאקי you don't have to fast but if not the mishnah the mishnah bura is and the mice and the minig is that you have to fast the first erev Rosh Hashanah bizchatzitz. There's another chiddush said in the Paul Mol, just I want to say the part that is negat to Rosh Hashanah is I don't want to go into the chiddush alein be'archove, I want to go to the Rosh Hashanah part. We said in the Paul Mol for Reb Shlomo Zalman Oerbach, Reb Shlomo Zalman Oerbach said we have a shaylev mitzvahs tzriches kavone and mitzvahs einem tzriches kavone. Kaimelon b'doi reise mitzvahs tzriches kavone. Mele b'shem zamen oyerbach bring down a machlekes min chaschiluch and teisves. I don't want to go in now to the whole archove, but me geret of them lessons. If a person wears tzitzis shaloi b'kavone, and when he puts on his tzitzis, he doesn't think l'shem mitzvahs tzitzis, so not only that he doesn't have the mitzvah of tzitzis, he's over isur arba kanfes beloy tzitzis. He's over arba kanfes beloy tzitzis. Some more could be that the shrayer people that go without tzitzis will go to Gan Eden, they will not get a punishment. Or it could be a person that wears tzitzis every day and forgot to think in the morning, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, he will go to Gehenna for wearing arba kanfes beloy mitzvah tzitzis. As I can say, דרך השם ישורים, צדיקים יאיחו בו, ורשעים יקושלו בו. So if you don't wear tzitzis, no. But if you wear tzitzis and you forget to think in the morning לשם מצווה tzitzis, you're over איסור על הקנפס. אז זה, שום הזמן brings down, he brings down, אז זה שתיתי ביור הלוכה and סימן סמך. ביור הלוכה and סימן סמך said that if someone goes up to ברכס קוינים, and he takes a talis and he forgets to think לשם מצווה tzitzis, it's like the Birra Locha, the Koyin is over, Isur Abba Kanfes, Beloy Tzitzis. Again, could be in the morning, when you put it on in the morning, you have a Kavana, it's Bestome, why are you putting it on? I'm not going in out of the Shaila. Could be as a Limut Schus on people that forget. I said when we were Bochim, Kol Teira, I remember the veker, the person that wakes up in the morning, he would wake up, you know, shachis, shachis, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. And then every room was, shachis, shachis, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. This is the way we will wake up when we were bachim. I don't know what is the meaning here in yeshiva, but as it is given, at least in the dearest you could bring back this meaning. L'shem mitzvah tzitzis. Shlomo Zalman himself wants the taina that is no, it's not me'akev b'di'evet. You don't have a mitzvah, but you don't have aveir. And it's totally to live in Teisusim. And today I don't want to go into the machlekes. Kuntum Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and wants to bring a raya. So for sure, everyone that is machmir on himself, for sure, is makbid to think l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. Frank Shlomo Zalman Ashaire, so how you go into the bathroom with tzitzis? Mitzvah tzichis kavon. The teretz is, not a kasha. Like this second, you mechaven l'shem mitzvah. Everyone was mechaven in the morning when they put it on l'shem mitzvah. And the minute it stays for the whole day. But how you get dressed in the mikveh? L'chu, when you're getting dressed in the mikveh, you can't be mechaven l'shem mitzvah. So how you get dressed in the mikveh? No, maybe you're allowed to be mechaven in the mikveh l'shem mitzvah. Breitem Shlomo Zalman is a Reihe von der Biur Aloche bei Hilchei Shofar. Und das will ich bringen. Steht im Shnebu in Hilchei Shofar, Hoyo Teikea da Shofar, Umayim Shoshesim al Raglo. He's blowing Shofar and he sees, Mei Raglaim are coming down. He has to stop to blow Shofar till the Mei Raglaim stop. It's about Teikea. And he says, Mayim Shoshesim. He has to stop. Frag the Mate Ephraim why he has to stop. Why he has to stop? He's blowing shofar. What's enough kamina? Now we're speaking that he can't go out. He's about to care. Zog de biur aloche, zog de favos, maybe mitzvah tzriches kavone, and b'shas mayim shoshesim al raglo, you cannot be mechaven. Because kavon is azev b'divrei Torah, and mevoyes ha-metunofim is also b'divrei Torah. V'mele, you can't be mechaven l'shem mitzvah shofar. So shteit klor b'biur aloche, when you need a kavon l'mitzvah, v'mokim ha-metunof, you cannot have a kavon. Frag Rav Shlomo Zalman, aber azeh lefi de mishne brura, how you put on the talis b'mekoyim is ha-metunofim, v'kadish mechaven zan l'shem mitzvah. So I heard from my Shver, as I heard from the Briskerov, I'm not going to answer now the Reb Shlomo Zalman, we're not going into tzitzis now. And the Briskerov gezog, Tanaya Pshat in the Mata Ephraim, because the Biur Aloche brings down Hilchei Shofar, that he's not allowed to blow Shofar, Mitonish blows in the Shofar, when Mayim Shoshesim al Raglov. Zog Terazay. Shofar is Nishkin Stam Mitzvah. We daven lishmoya bekol shofar. What is this lishmoya bekol shofar? This is our mitzvah. Then we finish in the Shmoneh Esrei, Baruch Ator Hashem, shoymeya kol shofar. You hear once a person makes a broche, Baruch Ator Hashem, roya atfilin ala roish? Baruch Ator Hashem, roya atzitzis ala beged? We saw. Baruch Ator, we listen to the shofar or he listens? We need to listen to the shofar. Baruch ato Hashem shoymeya kol shofar. Shoymeya umazin. Shoymeya umazin. We have to listen. He listens. Zog de Briskerov, you see all the tefillah from shofar. Shofar is another way to dive into Hashem. Shemei ha-tfilo, shemei ha-kol shofar. Shemei ha-kol shofar. Das is the mitzvah. Das is avodas ha-tfile. And tfile is a din, hikoy likras alekecho Yisrael. You have to have a guf noki for tfile. Mei zog de mat ha-efraim, maim sheshesim al ragloi, mitonish blozen shofar. Mitonish blozen shofar. I want a shtickle, it's a megale shtickle, what is the kavones that we have to think b'shas tkiya shofar. What everyone wants b'shas tkiya shofar, zu wissen was zu trachen und wie zu trachen. I want a little bit magdim sein bichlal da avoida von Rosh Hashanah. And I want to be masbir. Chazal say, Imru lefonai malchuyois kedei shetamlichuni aleich. And everyone wants to know, yeah, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, Imru lefonai malchuyois kedei shetamlichuni aleich. What is the avoida? Some people come to ask, so Pi Alocha, I'm allowed to ask for private zachen Rosh Hashanah or not. I want to explain that a person that asks a sasa shayla has to be embarrassed in his shayla. And I will explain. What is malchias? What is the pshat malchias? The pshat in malchias is, we know today, lama zogen, I want to be masbir, it's very, very poshut. I'm speaking to myself, I'm just speaking loud. We know today we have a very big world. A very big world. They say, they have black holes, 100 years of light, 200 years of light. I don't know if you learn, someone learned in school amol, you know, this is zeir, zeir, weit. I don't know if in miles you could write the number even, if 200, 300 years of light, how weit it is. And they have these big black holes in this side and in this side. The world is ancient, is billions of miles to every side. And there's millions and millions of stars. That every star is bigger than the ganze Welt. And chutzum ala star is rivevei alfei revovois malochim that are born every day and they get burned in the fire. Nach leyesh. So the malochim mi'oretz ad l'rekia, billions of them. Rivevei rivevois alofim. And in all of this huge, huge bria is one little place that is, we call it our world. One little circle. That if we look in that world, and someone that is looking in the whole world, from Hashem's view, that whole world is maybe is the size of a little crumb of a sand in proportion to us. And much less from that, Mistamer. And in that world is millions of fish and millions of birds. And with millions of people before us, in China I think is a billion of them, and there's a lot of people, thousands of people all over, in all of the deiras. And in all of these deiras is us. Me, my small person. Someone looks on you, Bichlal. Someone cares from you, Bichlal. You think someone minds? The Alta Pikosim, they came from there. The Taka said, we believe that Hashem created the world, but He cares. When you see a lion eating a zebra, you care? When you see a little fly, someone walks on the floor and steps on an ant and the ant dies, I'm sure the ant is sure, Baal Hashem will give him such an akoma. If someone starts up with you, no, a bachur chaps you, you're sure Hashem will pay him back. Baal, you know, his friends will chap him. So Mistama the ant, when you step things, Mistama soon someone will step on that person and stepping on me. And nothing happens. So why do you think when someone steps on you, someone will do something? Why, you know how much ants you killed in your life? So this person, Taka Mamish, made tzar to 20 bachrim. Every yeshiva, he mamish spoils some bachrim, and he makes the mamish to spoil the whole zman. You know how much ants you killed? What is the difference to Hashem? The size and the proportion is like you see two crumbs of sand. One is 0.000 and one is 0.0001. This is the difference in between you and the ant, Klal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even much less from that. You know how much fish were killed yesterday? Millions of fish. So why do you think 6 million people is the difference of 6 million fish? Because you have feelings, they also have feelings. This is the Ke'ayim Ve'efes that we are standing, Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Novos. And we're standing and we're davening to Him. This little crumb, this little piece of sand is davening to Hashem. No. Dasi Dechach Ve'ovisa Tehilo Mikrutzei choymer, michanitei neshomo, vihiti ilosecho. It's a mishunadi kezach. It doesn't make no sense in the world that Hashem wants to listen to our davening, that He needs it. And all this billions world, my little person, I'm standing in the shul, and I'm shuckling, and my mom is thinking that I'm changing the world. It's more than even to feel like that. But this is the chesed Hashem. That he made a bria and he gave us a koyach. And he gave us a koyach to daven. I don't know if we'll be upstairs in the Shemaim we'll understand what is the pshat that Hashem gave us this koyach. Why he gave it. He doesn't need it. I just want to be mamchish. Sometimes a lot of bochim have chlishas hadas. They think, they look on the side, they see, such a choshev a guy. You know, he supported so much teira, yeshivas, this person. Everything is on his name. So, thousands of balei tshuva he did. Was ich gitan? I'm a pashto yid, you know, he's davening. This is a big... Klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this person helped a lot of people. I didn't help. There's a difference. He's a little bigger crumb for me. The most. And the proportion of Hashem, he helped 20 people, no? As a crumb. It's garnish. In the world, it's not even counted. It's not even a number. It's not even a dot. So what is his point? Because he did Ratzon Hashem. So if I'm doing Ratzon Hashem, I'm exactly like him. He's not even a bit greater for me. If I'm doing the right thing. There's no mock to Chalisha Sadas. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a koyach to daven. So what will come to daven to Hashem? There's no sense, there's no mocking that he will understand us. He's asking to listen to me. In all these worlds. And I'm standing up and what I'm telling him. Hashem, give me a car. Abizayim. So what do you think? I only want that it'll be easier for me to learn. I only want to be better matzev, better chevre, better friends, better dear. You think maybe he doesn't know. Yeah, you give him advice. Instead of telling him, give me a good year, and maybe he doesn't understand, chas v'shalom. You know, I need a good year, good parnaseh, good friends, make me gishmak, you know, make me not so sad, I will not be down. Everyone with his little zach and good chavusas. Maybe if I don't remind him, he will not have. You're not embarrassed to say it. Then you come, I'm allowed to ask Tom, my neighbor is like disturbing me, like the little crumb, at the Alamol, you could be the whole Rosh Hashanah this massive. But this is Rosh Hashanah. Imru lefanai malchies, kedei shetamlichuni aleichem. We're saying psukim of malchies, you have to come to this akore. You have to be in this akore. You have to know how to do it, not to think too much. It's a whole, you know, you start to think too much. You start to think up in the world, and the lions, he brings you to the, you know, you start to think on lions instead of thinking, you know, start thinking on crumbs, start to think, it's a whole, when you start to space, you think, oh, ich bin gonisch, you can start to dream. And that might be that, you know, mi hat sich in mitten davenen. But this is the avoida of Malchias. And if this melech, you will have a chetimtze, to be close to him. You will leave everything, what I need, everything what I have here, it's doch garnished. It's for a little time. It doesn't have no sense. If I have a chetimtze to kill myself to be close to him, I'm a mesiras nefesh, I will jump to do it. Alevaya will have a zayi chetimtze to be mesiras nefesh for him, to be close to him. Everything else is garnished. Amar Rav Akiva kol yoma yisi mitztayer al davar zeh. Das is the mahus of malchias. After such a avoda of malchias, such a void of malchias, a person feels I'm the mensch. He is garnished. Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. You can't even think that maybe someone is. I've been garnished. I'm bottle of mevutel. This is the void of Rosh Hashanah. You can't live like that. A person will not be managed to pass life like that. Bishvili nivra ha'olam, a person has to have gaiva de kedusha after it. But it's not the Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, shoifor shel Rosh Hashanah, zog de gmore kofuf, was bent. Kamo de kaif inish tvei michalei. If you feel like that, he will give you a good year. If you makir him as malchus, he will give you the good year. Zog alemol nizal dovot. Chafetz Chaim gizok, a person says, if I would be a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yenem, I would give a shtickle more seichel. Yenem, a bissel mer kovet. Yenem, a bissel mer geld. Yenem, kinder, yenem, nachas, you know, epes, ein kid chodsh. Yenem, you know, a little bit dos. Yenem, a bissel health and shidur. So, the Chafetz Chaim, if I would be a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I would leave it exactly the same. Because I'm sure he's doing a very good job. Und das ist unsere Emune. And know us, Hashem wants you to daven for your tzoras. But he's running it the right way. And don't think if you forget to daven, he doesn't forget. Sashgoche protis. So Rosh Hashanah, he wants you to be makir. Einay milvadoi. You open the siddur. So what you daven? Oleinu l'shabeach la'adoin ha'koil. Shema yasonu kigoya ha'rotzes. Rachmanes and them, pieces of crumb that don't know what to do with themselves. V'anachnu, koirim, u'mishtachavim, u'maydim. You could dance. If you feel like the middle of oleinu mitanzu, you don't have to look for pirushim what to say. You just say the words. Koirim, u'mishtachavim, u'maydim, lifnei melech malchei amlochim. Givaldik, we're so lucky. And Gomish and he lets me to speak to him. So Chazak Givaldik. This is the Avoida. We say the Pesukim in Malchias and we start with Oleinu. You can't have nothing sweeter from Oleinu in Rosh Hashanah. You sing it. It's Givaldik. And then we mamish, in Chazot HaShaz, we bend down and we mamish Mishtachavim. This is the Avoida of Malchias. Das sagt mir zum Arisch, da ist nicht kein, der Zeit ist der Verschmuss. I want this to get. This is the Iker, the Avoider of Malchias. But again, when Shoshone finishes, noch such a feeling, you feel like you have to fix yourself. Kum da Aseris im Eitshuve. And then a person, he broke all of himself. Alt is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's so easy to have 10 days of Aseris im Eitshuve. It's a system. You can't do it the other way around. First you have to feel this Argoshe. But if you get to the Shoifus. We have Avodas Hayoyim Shoifus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yigeben HaChesed Me'ot HaShoifur. We have a Shoifur. What we do in the Shoifur? What we do when we have the Shoifur? We bless the Shoifur. And when we bless the Shoifur, so there's a lot of Kavonas, you have all the Sidurim, you have to know. One of the Zachen is Malchus. Malchus, every Melech is B'Shoifur. And b'shas the tkiya shoifor v'hoyo Hashem lemelech al kol ha'oretz you mikabel the shibud malchus. This is one zach. The shlo zok in shlo ba'arachove that another zach in chutz kabbalas ha'mitzvah in the machzorim you see they have a lot of likutim different zachim. The shlo zok tazay. You have to mechave when you the first shoifor, the first tkiya of shoifor is Kadosh Baruch Hu made the person straight and noki, and as they come into the world, zach v'noki, shvorim, v'mislach lech bechet, trua, go mislach lech bechet, tkiyo, I will fix myself, I will be an under a mensch. And this is what you think in every tkiyo shvorim trua. I came, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me an neshama, Ich bin gornish, aber he gave me an neshama chelek eloika mimal. He tied me up to the shechina, and I was melachlich, and I'm so mischaret of them. And I'm mekabel myself, now that I know that I'm an eved Hashem, I will fix it. And I'm mekabel to fix it and to change it. But it will take time. I'll have a saras mitshuve. But I'm mekabel now to sit and to think about it and to eved on it. And noch amol azeh. Doch die ganze Argosche, und das geht mit ganzen Tkias. Die ganze Tkias. Aber der Mehmet wird schon mehr der Mitzwe. Da fahren der Kol Schäufer. Und das ein Mensch, noch der Malchies. Im Rulle von dem Malchies. Kedei she tamlichuni aleiche. Kedei she tamlichuni. Dann auch viel Tage an sie. Im Rulle von der Zichroines, kedei she jahle Zichroin chem lefon ayubame ba Schäufer. Was ein Mensch, hat er solche Sachen. I want just the Messiah mit der kleine Eize. I'm saying it to myself. I'm a schwacher person. Maybe people have more koiches. But I find, I'm saying it to myself. I'm a starker bochum. I'm a starker bochum. But if a person is tired, Ogi says, he can't think these machshoves. You need to have koich. A person has to, before Rosh Hashanah, not to run around, erev Rosh Hashanah, to go to sleep in time, he gets up to the slichus in time. He rests erev Rosh Hashanah. I'm not saying Rosh Hashanah steht in aloche. You can't chill enough to sleep during the day if you have koyach. You have to sit in the learning. Apor gut ha-shoes. Yadar tog. You have to do the whole avoido. But if I care, the next days of slichus, you mutshach. You come tired. You know, you can't start to think. You start to think, you fall asleep. You jump like this in the middle of davening. You start to think on malchus shomayim, you fall asleep. A person has become with koiches, a avoida sayoim, sayoim fun amloche, sinishkin a leichte tog, and have come in with koiches a nefesh. Now, mensch will come with koiches a nefesh, and will have in siyata dishmai. Ich will noch ein Sach, remind you, Bechzak Alamo, we spoke Allah Shiurim of Shabbos, that's the last Yor Shabbos von Yor. Moshetin Sforim, we can metaken sein in the last Shabbos von Yor, especially this time. This time it's so important because the Tois for Shabbos, Shabbos Tshuva will be near Rosh Hashanah. The Tois for Shabbos, to Mekabel Shabbos in time, mit ha-emeser Tois for Shabbos, to Mekabel Shabbos, and to be makbid on yeder aloha in Shabbos, no, not to read Sforim, Chatzoinim in Shabbos, and so hoping the emeser, the last Shabbos, v'urachum yechaper ovoin, v'mezeichet seksiva v'chassim etoivim.